Imagination is the dynamo, the power source of life, but most people don't understand its importance. They don't understand that God built imagination into our makeup. Psalm 103:14 says, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." The same Hebrew word that was translated frame in this verse was translated imagination or imaginations 5 times in the Old Testament. Genesis 6:5, Genesis 8:21, Deuteronomy 31:21, 1 Corinthians 28:9 and 29:18. Our imagination is the frame or spine of our experience. It's the doorway to our potential and affects the way we view life. Proverbs 23:7. But people relegate imagination to the realm of childhood fantasy. They underestimate its influence in their lives and try to receive from God without first activating their imaginations. When Jamie and I started out in ministry, the Lord gave us a vision of reaching multitudes, of teaching people all over the world. And though we knew that this was God's will for our lives, there was very little evidence suggesting it would come to pass. People stayed away from our meetings by the thousands. We struggled to find traction. It was frustrating. Then in 2002, the Lord spoke to me from Psalm 78 and told me I was limiting him by my small thinking. You see, even though I knew God's will for my life, I could not see myself doing it. I couldn't see myself standing in front of thousands of people or influencing millions on television. I couldn't imagine people speaking my name in the same breath as other ministers who had impacted the world. And because I couldn't see it, I didn't. The Lord showed me that in order to fulfill his will for my life, I had to change the way I thought. I had to start using my imagination.